These extracts are solely valuable or entertaining as affording a glancing bird's-eye view of what has been promiscuously said, thought, fancied, and sung of Leviathan by many nations and generations, including our own. So fare thee well, poor devil of a sub-sub, whose commentator I am. Thou belongest to that hopeless, sallow tribe which no wine of this world will ever warm, and for whom even pale sherry would be too rosy strong, but with whom one sometimes loves to sit and feel poor devilish too, and grow convivial upon tears, and say to them bluntly, with full eyes and empty glasses, and in not altogether unpleasant sadness, "Give it up, sub-subs. For by how much the more pains ye take to please the world, by so much the more shall ye forever go thankless. Would that I could clear out Hampton Court and the Tuileries for ye, but gulp down your tears and high aloft to the royal mast with your hearts. For your friends who have gone out before are cleaning out the seven-storied heavens and making refugees of long-pampered Gabriel, Michael, and Raphael against your coming. Here ye strike but splintered hearts together, there ye shall strike unsplinterable glasses. Extracts. And God created great whales. Genesis. Leviathan maketh a path to shine after him. One would think the deep to be hoary. Job. Now the Lord had...